Hi guys.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
This is our fourth episode.
Hold on. We are so happy. That was supposed to be a lot longer than that. But yes, we have made it to the fourth episode.
Yay, we're this so freaking glad. Actually, this was supposed to be the fifth episode. But
oh yeah
but the it doesn't matter
due to some unforeseen technical difficulties.
We had to record it again, but it's okay, don't worry.
Yep, does not matter, nothing stops us. We will always be making podcasts for you guys.
Yeah, I kind of got used to it. I don't know, it's like a routine every week. I need to see you and record something.
Like, it feels a bit like we've neglected ourselves just because we haven't recorded this podcast.
Yeah.
Saying that, though, like, we were on Shoreditch. Completely forgot where exactly it was. But there was a cafe that you could actually film, like, record your podcast in. So we had, like, mics set up at the back and they would bring your food and your coffee to you.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. That's so cute. And I was like, oh, we should totally hire this out one day and just do it. And because you're in the window as well, so everyone that walks past you can see you. So you're like, you do have to have a pair of balls to do it, but it's quite fun.
I don't care. Watch me.
I don't care, girl.
Yeah. You can do this. Today... What are we talking about?
So, the first time we did this, Caroline, actually, Alice had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea what's happening. Mm-hmm. But basically, Anika found a topic generator online. Yes. It looks kind of shady, but it works.
Yeah, we're not sure about how virus-free the website is, but you know.
It's okay. I have it's some, okay. Yeah. You have a software, right?
Nope.
Okay, so basically this website is gonna generate a random topic. Mm-hmm. And we have, both of us, we have 10 minutes to just talk
about it. Yeah What more could you ask for?
Because, you know, we ran out of ideas.
Yeah. And it's only the fourth episode. Yeah. So, okay, let's go. Hold on. Okay, let's do this then. Okay, so there's three questions that we're going to do. The first one is, what's something that you use regularly, that you wish you didn't have to?
Oh,
I'll let you start this one off.
What's something that you use regularly that you wish you didn't have to? My phone.
Really?
I hate using my phone, like, especially like texts, or like, I can't answer to freaking texts. Like, I leave people hanging.
That's true.
Like, it takes me days sometimes to answer, and they're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, one day, funny story, I went on a date, and because I don't answer my phone, my housemates called the police. Oh my God, yes. And they reported me missing because I went on a date. So yeah, it's that bad.
it's a lot more dramatic than what Alyssa is saying, but it's actually probably the funniest thing.
Yeah.
That I have ever heard. The police were like searching through your room, right?
Yeah, they came into my room. They took pictures of my passport. They took pictures. Yeah. I just came from a holiday and I had like my luggage packed, and they thought I was leaving.
Oh my God.
And everything was dodgy. Everything was dodgy. And then I come home. I didn't know what happened. And then Andre comes into my room and he's like, oh my God, what happened to you? And I'm like, can I just go on a freaking day and not tell you every freaking detail? Like, leave me alone? And he goes like, no, wait, I have to tell you something. Like, something happened, like, I was really worried. And I was like, okay, like, what happened? And he was like, I called the police and they came and we reported you missing because you didn't answer your phone and we tried calling you. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, and by the way, they hacked my MacBook. It's so easy to hack a MacBook, swear to freaking God.
What did they see?
Oh, they invaded my privacy to find out where I am. But they couldn't find out where I am. Yeah, basically they went on my laptop.
That's
to, like,
just because Carolina doesn't answer her messages.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what happens to me.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, what is something that you use regularly that you wish you didn't have to use up?
I think this is probably like super boring when I say this, but I'm gonna say my razor. Like, but I mean, in the sense that like I wish I didn't grow hair on my body. Yeah, just like, on my head, my eyebrows is totally fine. But I really wish that I didn't have the need for a razor.
Yeah.
I'd love to not wake up and just have no hair on my arms.
Sometimes,
and my legs.
like you shave in the morning and by nighttime,
you're back hairy again.
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
Where did that come from? I feel like Asian girls are very hairy as well. Like, yep. We've, like, from a young age, I've always had a hair problem. Like, I do find it funny now, especially, like me and Joe always laugh about it, that we are the two hairiest people and we've just been put together. I think at some point, like, if we had children, how hairy our children are going to be? Like, just actually come out of the womb, just...
Hairy
you on know, my
but,
body.
Like, some babies, like, they come out of the womb, they're so freaking hairy. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you Bigfoot? Or, like... My brother was like, he had fur. I'm not joking. He had fur on him. And it was like, I was like, what? Is that normal? Yeah. Like, is he, what?
My older brother, my mum said that, like, my older brother is 40 now, in his 40s. So, I mean, this was okay to call a child this, but they used to call, they're like, in the hospital, when he didn't have a name, they called him the monkey because he actually had fur on him, like hair like a monkey on him. Yeah. So he genuinely looked like one. Obviously, now you would not go around calling a child, an Asian child, a monkey. But at the time, my mum was like, but that's genuinely just what he looked like. He looked like a little chimpanzee. And he's, like, obsessed with monkeys as well. Like, it's really funny because he loves monkeys.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere we go, he's like, look at the monkey. Like, he just loves monkeys. And it's funny because he was, like, one for most of his life. He's still so hairy. He's the hairiest person I know. Right, the next question.
Let me unlock my phone.
Oh, my God. Is, if you could remove something that exists in this world forever, what would it be? COVID!
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's now. Probably too easy. Okay, if COVID wasn't around, what would you, like, remove?
Oh my god.
There's so many things. It's so hard,
because, like, I'm trying to think, like, you go to the cliché things, like... hate, but like, if hate wouldn't exist, you wouldn't appreciate, like, I don't know, love, or I don't know, like, the positive. I don't know, if you could remove something that exists in this world forever, what would it be? Mushrooms. I hate mushrooms.
I really thought you meant the drug, and I was like, what?
No, not the drug, mushrooms. Just regular mushrooms. But you know what's funny? Last week, I sent you a video, and I ate a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, I'm eating, I'm ordering, like, I had a full day, yeah? I had a very long day, and I didn't eat anything. I get home, and I order my favorite, Five Guys, bacon cheeseburger, no mushrooms, because I hate them, obviously, and it comes home, and I'm like, oh my god, I need to eat. Like, I really need to eat. And I start eating it, and I eat half of it, and I'm like, there's something different about this burger, but I cannot pinpoint what's, like, the difference. And then I eat it, and I see, like, a piece of meat coming, like, out of the burger and falling on my tissue. And I look closer, and it was a mushroom. And I was like, I just ate half a burger with mushrooms, and I didn't, like, it wasn't that bad. And I was just, like, wondering, am I really, like, such a hater, but still, like, I hate mushrooms. Like, you cannot change my mind. Like, no, I hate
really?
Them. I wish they were. And rocket salad. What? Ugh.
Oh my god.
No. I know a lot of people love it, but...
No, but that...
I hate it.
The thing that gets my nerves the most about rocket is that it's... this is coming from an Asian girl who has eaten quite a lot of spice in her life, but it's a bit spicy.
I can't chew it. I can't I can't chew it. I can't even, like, it doesn't go. It doesn't
go down. No.
I cannot.
I don't know if there's a food that I'd get rid of. I love all food. Actually, no. There is, I don't know what it's called in English. I think it's called bitter gourd. And it's disgusting. It's like a green, kind of like a banana and avocado mixture of them two shaped green vegetable.
Okay.
And it has like blunt spikes on it, like round spikes.
Okay.
All over it. And it's called bitter gourd. But in our language, it's called krele. And like my mum makes it with minced meat and that, and she cuts it up. And it is the most disgustingly foul vegetable I have ever tasted in my life. And it's so bitter, like it is so bitter, right? Like the taste in your mouth, you know, like wasabi, like rushes, you have like a couple of seconds like where it just burns your mouth. This is like bitter in your mouth for like 5 minutes afterwards. You've got this taste. It's disgusting. But apparently everyone hates it when they're young. I don't know what it is, but as your taste buds mature, you end up liking it more when you're older. So like my mum was like, you're not gonna like this because no one likes it when they're young. I don't know if it's just like an old Asian wives tale, probably is. But my mum was like, you're not gonna like this when you're young. But
have you tried it?
No, now? I'm too scarred for life. Like, I'm actually too scarred for life. I'm waiting till I'm like in my 30s to try it, or my 40s.
Do you have like a fruit or vegetable that you hated when you were a kid and you love it now?
I don't know. Did I love it now? I don't think I hate is a strong word for this, but bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah. I don't like bananas even now. But the thing is, right, we would get bananas and I would try not to eat them for as long as I could. But then when my mum basically forced me to eat them, when I say force, I mean like I was too scared to say no to my mum. When my mother like put the banana on my side of the table in the morning, it was brown, and so I would just be like, oh, I don't want this brown banana. So that's why I think I'm scared of brown bananas, but I like ripe banana.
Okay, so you don't like the old bananas? You like the green ones better?
Yeah,
much better. I used to hate tomatoes.
Really?
I used to hate them.
Be like that.
My mom wouldn't get close
with a tomato.
With a tomato, really? Like I would like no. And now I love them.
Really?
I love them. I don't know why.
See, I like cherry tomatoes and then became allergic to them. Yeah. Which is weird. I developed an allergy at the age of 23.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. Tomatoes and strawberries. I love strawberries, but most of the women in my family, like my grandma, she's allergic to strawberries.
Yep, maybe probably just genetic.
Genetic more than anything. But again, I developed it at 23. I didn't develop it from a young age. So I've had between now and 23. But the thing is, like, I will still eat the strawberry. I know that's really bad, but my lips will get swollen and I'll get eczema. And I'll just be really, like, I probably shouldn't have a strawberry.
Have you seen that Kardashian episode when
Kourtney goes to the dentist?
No, Kourtney was like complaining that she has like lots of allergies, and then she would be like, oh, this is like cheat allergy day. And her husband, he was like, you can't do that. Like, you can't like do a cheat day with allergies. No, it's like, no.
You could prove fatal, you know?
Yeah.
See, I think because I know I can't, like, well, I touch wood, I can't die from it, hopefully. Like, I'm not so bad with it. It's just funny. Like, sometimes I say to my mom, like, she'll put a bowl of strawberries out and she'll eat them. And I'll be like,
I'll have one.
And she's like, I just don't think you should do that. Like, I don't think it's safe. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I accept the consequences. I'm off for the next 2 days, so it's fine. And then literally not even, like, as soon as it's touched my lips, it's like, phew, like, literally.
Instant buttocks.
Fillers. I'm just gonna do that when I need fillers. Yeah, like when I'm going out, I'm just gonna like strawberry.
Oh my god, then my lips are not looking good tonight. Give me a strawberry.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, next subject.
Let's go.
Okay,
what is the most interesting thing you have in your pockets right now?
I have no pockets.
We're female, so female clothes don't make pockets. What's the most interesting thing in your bag then?
In my bag?
Yeah. Mine was the microphone until we took it out. The microphone.
I don't even know what I have in my bag.
I don't know. Let's do another one.
Do another one, yeah.
What's the most uncomfortable situation? This question. The question before was the most uncomfortable. No, I don't, these are too deep. What app or website completely changed your life?
YouTube! No, I don't know. What app or website completely changed your life? Like, to what changed my life? Like, how can a website change your life and an app? I don't know. Like, I don't understand the question.
Okay, maybe not. We'll go to the next one.
What is the most recent lesson you have learned?
Yeah.
No. What is something that happened to you that you can't look? Okay.
Well, if you can't explain it, how are you gonna...
You just explain it, but you can't logically explain it. You explain it how it was, but you can't find the logic in it.
Okay, go on. What is something that happened to you that you can't logically explain?
Well, it keeps happening to me. Like, I know a lot of people do this, but for the past month, I keep looking at, like, even hours, and then... Oh, my candle cracked, and then in the same day my drape fell, and then my stuff keep moving in my room, and everybody's saying that I have a ghost in my room, a spirit. So yeah, I can't explain it, like, logically why in the same day I had my candle, like, holder, like, it just broke, then my curtain fell off, and then, you know, like, I can't, maybe I'm just, like, exaggerating, but, like, all of this in such a short period. Maybe.
It probably is a spirit, let's just put it that way.
Maybe. It doesn't bother me.
She's not that bad.
Yeah, the spirit is not that bad. It's okay. She's cool.
Your face, you were like, okay.
I'm a little scared.
Scary. It's like Paranormal Activity. I'm gonna set up a camera in the room while we're sleeping.
No, we're okay. She's chill. She's cool. I don't know if it's a she. Maybe it's a he.
Yeah. Don't be so sexist.
Yeah.
Like, don't just presume. Or assume. Out of you and me.
What if she doesn't identify as a girl or a man?
I'm sorry. Did you not just like hear my a girl or a man? What, did you not just hear my joke? My joke was really good.
Is that for me?
The response to the joke. What is something that happened to me that I can't logically explain? I know I do have something creepy. But I don't know if it's creepy or extremely deep and disturbing. And I think some people are going to be like, Anika, what the fuck have you just shared out loud?
Go on.
Like, so this might hit a nerve, but like, honest to God, it doesn't concern me at all. So my father passed away in our house when I was like 10 years old.
Okay.
And he was a very unwell man, let me put it that way. He was very overweight. And he passed away, and he had a heart attack in our, like, our hallway. And he was quite tall. Well, he was tall for a 10-year-old, like, you know, compared to me, obviously. And maybe, like, a year or so after he died, we lived in a bungalow. So you went straight through the house. You had a skinny hallway all the way down. Right at the end of the hallway was the bathroom. And then you had, like, two bedrooms, kitchen and living room. Yeah, so just basic bungalow layout. You can't get any more basic. And as I was coming out the bathroom, my bedroom was just the first door on the right. So I remember, like, it was bizarre because the handle on the door of the bathroom got caught on my towel hook on my head. So my towel was wrapped up on my head, yeah. Like, you know, when you washed your hair.
Yeah.
And so the end of the towel got stuck on the handle, which I still don't quite understand how. Like, it had to be weirdly specific for it to pull me down, and I, like, smashed my head and basically blacked out. But when my mum, like, my mum was at work, I was only maybe about 14 or 15. When, as my mum walked through the door, I don't know if, like, because obviously when, in a bungalow, when the door shuts, it bangs and the whole house kind of shakes, like, it's just one of those houses. And it was an old house, and I kind of came to, and my mum just kind of looked at me and was like, you're like, what the fuck? You're in the same position. Like, she thought I had done it as a joke. Like, I had sat down and lied down in the same position that my father had basically, like,
God.
Yeah, which was super weird. But how it worked out, I physically can't logically explain, like,
how you end
how
that.
I ended up in that position. And what I smacked my head on, I really still don't know to this day. Like, I just don't. I remember impacting my head, but I don't know on what. So that's why sometimes I'm just like, my mom's like, oh, I really miss that house. I'm like, I don't. Like, I really think we had some bougie spirit in there that was, like, trying to warn us of something. But it's...
I didn't catch that. Could you try again?
Explain that. Siri?
Here's some information.
I did not know you can get Siri on your watch.
Yes, you can. Yo, I need to do a, like, a proper tutorial. Like, I need to train you.
That was... that. Okay, come on. That was really scary because it clocked everything about the spirit.
Well...
it's like my dad's telling me he's listening.
This is, like, the ghosted, like, the haunted, tangled episode.
Yes! Yeah. This is really scary.
Halloween is coming.
Yeah, actually. We should do a Halloween episode.
Yeah, we
should.
That'd
be good.
Yeah. What are you dressing up as?
I kind of want to do something really funny.
Like?
I don't know. Minion? Like... Do you want to be a minion? Is that why you're saying it?
I mean, I don't mind.
Is that why you're saying it? You want to be the minion?
Yeah.
Can I be can I be Gru?
Yeah. And I'm the other one.
No, Gru is the guy.
Girls.
Girls.
Girls?
Yeah, the dad.
The dad?
The evil guy.
Okay, yeah. I don't know the names.
The one that Steve Carell plays, the owner of the minions.
The human.
Yeah. What is a minion? Like, what? Like, this is a question.
What is a minion?
A minion? Like, what do you think a minion is? To me, it just looks like a Tic Tac.
Yeah, it does. A yellow Tic Tac. The orange flavor one.
Yeah. Orange? Yeah. Lemon, no?
No, orange.
Are the orange ones yellow?
I have no idea.
Minions are yellow.
Do they have yellow TikToks?
No, I don't think they do have yellow TikToks.
Yes, they do. They do in Romania.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen... I think maybe in, like, the American candy shops, they have yellow TikToks.
Probably.
TikToks. But yeah, they just look like a... like, they look like a pill. Like, or like an antibiotic. You know, like half... half blue, half yellow.
Yeah.
They look like a pill. Yeah. People say they're aliens.
And they're just some freaking cartoon characters.
Yep.
That's a minion.
But like... but the thing is, like, the creators of... who created them, like, where did they get their inspiration from?
From a TikTok. Not TikTok, sorry.
TikTok.
No. TikTok.
Is that really where they got
Maybe. It? I don't know. We should
like, we should Google that.
Yeah, we should. We'll tell you in the next episode.
We'll do our research and
what the fuck.
We'll do our research and let you guys know. If you guys know where minions come from.
Yeah, like, where did everything start?
Well, there's a minion film.
I mean, yeah, but like.
And it just
until
says that
the
they,
film, like, where did it start?
It just said that they came from... I think they said that they come from the moon or something, right?
I have no idea.
Or, like,
Gru. We should ask Doro. He's Gru. A minion fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Doro's obsessed with them. But he could be Gru.
He could totally be.
And because he has a good accent as well. Like he could be Gru.
Yeah.
Girls. I want to be the little girl that says,
"Oh my god, it's so fluffy.
I'm gonna die.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die. It's so fluffy."
She's cute.
Who am I? I don't know who I am.
You're Margot.
Who's Margot?
The one with the hat over her eyes. No, that's the older sister, actually. What's the one with the hat over her eyes? What's her name?
The weird one.
Yeah, the emo one. Okay. Who's, like, actually probably going to end up murdering someone. Because I'm convinced that Alice is
psycho. She's convinced I'm a psycho.
Okay.
Because I bite my ice cream.
Yep. You're saying it like it sounds normal. It's not normal to bite into your ice cream with your two teeth. Like, as I'm saying this to you guys, it must be tingling your front teeth. No, it's not normal.
This is how I eat my ice cream.
My ice cream. I bite it. That's not, I just don't think.
Yeah, and then she read a fact on Google. That
no, it's a
bite their ice creams are psychos.
It's not a fact on Google. It's actually the truth.
Okay.
It's the truth.
Okay.
It really is.
Find the sound effect.
I'm trying. Hold on.
This one.
No, wait. If you do eat ice cream with your teeth, it is like, how could you? It's weird.
I don't know. You know what else I do?
What?
When I cook, for example, if I cook something, or if somebody cooks something and I want to like have a taste. For example, if they do like, I don't know, like fried chicken.
Yeah.
I'll take the chicken straight from like burning hot oil and eat it. But the thing is, like, I got everything from my mom. Like, my mom, this is the way she eats the ice cream. She does the same things. Like, she would take like hot food and just like she.
I feel like mom.
I think I'm impatient.
I feel like moms have that power though. Like moms, I don't know what it is, like as well, like Indian moms when they're making rotis and stuff like that. Like my, like for example, my auntie at home, she has like a little hydro cooker. Instead of using the oven all the time, she just puts it in that. It's like a little oven. And one day she was like, "Oh, I'm just putting the chicken wings in. I'm going for a shower. Can you just keep an eye out?" So I constantly watched her just grab the plate from this hot oven. And I used to think in my head, "Oh, it must not be that hot. Like I can do that too." Oh my god, I burnt myself so bad. Come on, we burn ourselves a lot at work, and I didn't, like, it doesn't, I don't even blink now. Like, if I burn myself, I'm like, oh, this fucking hurt to one level. And even she was just like, "You're very weak," and I was like, "I'm not," like, I just didn't realize. Like it, like how hot it was. I think mums just have this superpower.
Okay.
Mums are psychos. You have to be a psycho to be a mum.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Sometimes Jesus kisses.
What?
What are you doing? You're trying to give me a heart attack.
Wait, what's up? We both jumped.
She pressed the wrong button.
The worst thing is, we both watched me do it, and we both still got scared. I didn't mean to press a button. I'm actually gonna wet myself for a minute.
Okay.
Oh my god. On that note.
Okay.
I think it's time to say our farewell.
Yeah,
I think it's only been like half an hour. This is our shortest one so far, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we've done enough talking in this.
Yeah, we did. I think you had enough of us.
Yes.
For tonight.
Yep. Just for this tonight.
Week. What are you doing? Do it again.
I'm trying to look for one that says bye-bye. Let's see. Let me search it.
Bye. No. There's nothing.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Should we do that again?
What?
The saying goodbye bit?
No. Let's just say goodbye.
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 We'll see you guys next week with even more sound effects.
Yes.
And jingles.
Awesome app.
Free for now.
Yeah, we're gonna get familiar with all of the buttons, so yep, we know what to press.
And there's a Halloween section on there, yeah, so you know.
Get ready.
Two more weeks. Yes, Halloween. We're gonna do a special video, I think. And yeah, we're gonna dress up. Maybe as minions?
Maybe.
We should do like a sexy minion thing where we just wear yellow bikinis.
Hell to the no.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Bye. We don't have bikini bodies.